This July 4th at Lowe's, get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill. Now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were having a casual conversation during a road trip, and it uncovered something the mother had never realized she needed to ask. What if her daughter had been trying to tell her about the footsteps all along?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and we thank you very much for listening. Appreciate it. If you have a real ghost story, it's super easy to share it. You can leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802, or you can write it down. You've got those options. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also be a premium subscriber and get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Harper is with me today. Hi,
hello,
my
hello,
friend.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
Good, good, good. So say you were older and you had kids, or even if you could be your age and you knew someone like they're having hauntings in their house. And it's like, would you encourage them to talk about it with their parents?
Depends on the parents.
Oh, like if they were super like churchy?
Yes.
And well, in a very conservative way that you don't think they'd be open to hearing about it?
Yeah. I'm not trying to influence someone to get themselves into an argument.
That's true. But what if, you know, the parents have been having experiences and they could have a nice family discussion?
Then yes, talk about it.
I think it's interesting, too. The flip side of that is as a parent, you don't want to scare your kids. But at the same time, you kind of need to acknowledge it because kids have a way of turning things around in their head that it's like, I don't want my parents to know. I remember like when I was a kid thinking at one point I had cancer and I couldn't tell my mom because I don't know why I thought I had cancer, but I was convinced I had cancer and I couldn't tell my mom because it would devastate her. So instead, I'm just going to live with having cancer, I guess. I don't know what my problem was. I was probably 8 years old and had heard of cancer and thought it had to be horrible. I must have it. But, you know, I didn't want to say anything to my mom because I didn't want to upset her. So I think kids will keep things to themselves and try to normalize it when it's not. I don't know. Because I lived in a haunted house and we had no discussions about it with my parents at the time.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of known. It was acknowledged a little bit, but it wasn't like, do you kids need to talk about this? Or how are you kids feeling? Are you kids feeling scared? That never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know if I was a parent, like, I think I'd want to make sure that I had an open dialogue with my kids. Like, you know, there's nothing here going to hurt us, at least that conversation.
Yeah.
So this is the story. It says this happened a few months ago and it has me thinking about our house in a completely different way. My daughter and I were driving to visit my parents, and we had a couple of hours in the car, and we started listening to podcasts. At some point, we ended up talking about ghost stories, and I don't even remember how exactly we got onto the subject, But I asked her if those kinds of stories scared her, and she laughed and said, not really, and said she sometimes hears footsteps in our house. I remember looking over at her and asking what she meant, and she shrugged and said she heard someone walking around upstairs in the house every now and then. She also mentioned hearing banging once in a while. The whole thing was very casual, and I didn't quite know what to make of it because I had never told her about some of the things that happened when we moved into our house. We bought the house when she was very young. It wasn't a huge renovation project, but it needed some work. We had electricians there, some repairs done in the attic, and a handful of other projects during the first few months. Not long after the work started, I woke up one night to hear what sounded like someone walking around above us. My daughter's bedroom was directly below the attic, and I remember laying there, listening to it and trying to figure out what I was hearing. It wasn't a quick noise. It went on long enough that I sat there debating whether I should get up and go investigate or whether I was imagining it. Finally, I got out of bed, went into my daughter's room, picked her up, brought her back into my room. I don't remember being scared. I remember being worried. And at that point, she was still little enough that my first thought wasn't about ghosts or anything paranormal. It was that maybe someone was in the house and I wanted her close to me. The next morning, I told my husband about it. I wonder where he had been the next night or that night. Maybe he was working or something. He didn't seem overly concerned and figured there had been some reason for it. And I was hoping he was right. A couple weeks later, we had electricians working in the attic. When I got home one evening, one of them asked if we had ever heard strange noises up there. Apparently, they had heard several loud bangs while they were working and couldn't figure out where they were coming from. They stopped what they were doing, checked outside because they thought something had hit the roof, and they never found anything. Then my husband heard footsteps. I had taken my daughter to visit a family friend for the weekend while he stayed home. The next morning, he told me he barely slept because he kept hearing someone walking around in the attic. If anything, he sounded irritated that he hadn't gotten any sleep. The damn footsteps in the attic won't let me sleep. That just seems absurd to me. It's like, at least she was thinking, I need to make sure my daughter's safe. It could be someone. He doesn't even think that. He's like, I guess he's like, just let me sleep. If you want to walk around, do it when I'm not trying to sleep. That's weird. Let's see. After that, life moved on. House projects were finished. My daughter got older. My husband and I eventually divorced. Nothing particularly noteworthy happened for years. The reason I keep thinking about that conversation in the car is because the more I thought about it afterward, the more things started coming back to me. Like, my daughter never liked sleeping in her room. There was always a reason. She didn't like the bed. She wanted to sleep in the guest room. She thought her room was too hot. She couldn't get comfortable. At the time, I didn't think much of it because kids can be like that. One week they love something, the next week they don't. There were periods where she would sleep almost anywhere except her own room. I spent years trying to convince her to stay in there and never really got very far. I remember one year when she was probably 8 or 9, she practically lived in the guest room. Then she suddenly went back to sleeping in her own room. I just thought it was a phase. Funny thing is that when she mentioned the footsteps when we were in the car, she didn't act like she was revealing a huge secret. It was obvious she didn't think it was a big deal. A few days later, I asked her about it again. I wanted to know how often she heard them and when it started. She couldn't really answer either question. She said she had heard them for a long time, but wasn't exactly sure when it started. When I asked why she never told me more about it, she said she thought she had. She said she mentioned noises before and assumed I had either heard them too or didn't think they were important. Maybe she did tell me. I honestly don't know. Parents hear 1,000 things a day from their kids. You answer a question, help with homework, make dinner, pay bills, move on to the next thing. It's entirely possible she brought it up years ago and maybe I did brush it off. I think that's the part that really bothers me. It's not that she heard the footsteps. It's not that I heard footsteps. I wonder whether she was trying to tell me something and I wasn't listening closely enough. I don't know if any of it's connected. Maybe the noises she heard had nothing to do with the things that happened when we first moved in. Maybe she simply noticed sounds that I stopped paying attention to. I love listening to the show. I love knowing I'm not the only one who has experienced strange things. Monica. That's so interesting because it sounds like the daughter kind of, this has been an ongoing thing, her hearing footsteps, but it doesn't really sound like the mom has had any experiences for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the story where the daughter was like, oh, you know, that's just been happening. Just casually.
Yeah.
It's like it when that's like mentioned in the stories where paranormal experiences are just as simple as going to go pick fruit.
Yeah. Well, maybe she is her dad's daughter because he's the one who is like, they just won't let me sleep.
Let me sleep.
Damn, footsteps in the attic. Could be a squatter, an intruder, a ghost, a demon. I don't know. And then she's, I guess, you know, tried to talk to her mom at some point. Mom didn't seem interested. So she's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Guess that's just part of living in this house.
Guess so.
And the mom might be reading into things a little bit with her wanting to go to the other room. But maybe it was getting too much in her room. So she's like, I think I'll sleep in the guest room.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I remember when I was a kid, there was one bedroom that there's two bedrooms two people slept in because there was five kids. Then there was a single bedroom that was smaller. So there was times that I stayed in that bedroom and times that Kathy stayed in that bedroom, but never anybody else, never any of the other three. Kathy and I would kind of rotate back and forth between that bedroom. Mm-hmm. And it was like I wanted to stay there because you had your own space, but I didn't want to stay there because I found it too scary to stay there. So it was this weird thing. So I don't remember why her and I would switch back and forth with that bedroom so much. I don't know. I should ask
her
about that.
They were like tag teaming who gets to deal with the ghost.
Exactly. But then it's not like you didn't hear it from the other room.
Mm-hmm.
You could still hear it there. I don't know. But I think, you know, I think the mom needs to have a conversation and just be like, you know, I'm sorry if I didn't pay attention. You've been dealing with that. I'd like to know a little bit more about why the daughter's so nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
And how could I be more like that? That would be awesome to know. Because she's just like, oh, yeah, I like ghost stories. Like, heck, I hear footsteps all the time in our house. Oh, my God. We live in that house, Mom. And then at this point, Mom's like, oh, well, those few things did happen. I don't know. Maybe you get too busy and it doesn't get through. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe Mom just doesn't hear it anymore. Well, let's listen to this ghost story.
Nikki, and I've had a lot of ghost stories in my life. I grew up in a house that was built in 1888 in a little town called Columbiana, Ohio, and it was definitely shared with other spirits, beings. I have so many stories from that, but what has just happened to me in the last few days happened in Clearwater, Florida. I'm living in this beautiful home with my auntie and my uncle. I've just relocated here from Hawaii. They have this gorgeous pool off their back deck, and everything's all enclosed, a big screen. And there's a beautiful area with two ceiling fans and a big table and a bunch of chairs. So I like to go out there and sit at night and have a smoke. And I was sitting out there smoking 3 days ago. And my auntie and uncle have grandchildren. So there's a lot of kid paraphernalia around. Well, I heard this noise. I was sitting out there in the dark, but it wasn't completely dark. It sounded like one of the chairs was scraping. I was out there by myself and there's no breeze and it was very loud. That startled me and then I just let it go because I've had experience and I just kind of like to ignore it. So then about a full minute after I hear the noise, I see out the corner of my eye that this kid's bouncy ball, the bigger sized bouncy ball, looks like a tie-dye ball, just goes rolling. And this time of the year, there is no breeze out there. It's so hot and humid, and it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck, on my arms. And the ball just went rolling all by itself. And I know for a fact, being out there every day, that that ball was jammed under an old Pepsi cooler and there was no reason for the noise, for the ball. So then last night I'm out there and I hear this bizarre animal noise, and I've lived in the woods. I've lived in a tropical island. I know what raccoons sound like. I know what cats sound like. This was nothing I've ever heard before. And it went on for a while, and I thought, well, it's outside of the porch and everything's all screened in. And then the hair rose up and I thought, it's only a screen, whatever it is could get me. And I'm not that scared, but it gave me such a bizarre feeling that I came in the house. Same thing after the ball, I grabbed my stuff and came directly in the house. So tonight I'm home alone, and my auntie and uncle have just gone on a cruise, and I get home about 11, and I decide, you know, this is my house. I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to go out and sit out there and have a smoke and have a drink and, you know, catch up on my Facebook pals from back home. And my auntie has this beautiful string of lights that goes around the top of the screen above the pool. And so instead of turning on the ceiling fan lights and really illuminating myself at 11 and calling all the bugs in Florida to myself, I left them off and just turned that light on. That light is on a power strip that is kind of old. It's the only thing plugged into it. And you just go over there and click, and it's one of those old ones that really clicks. And I click it on, and I'm sitting out there for about 5 minutes, and then I get this strange feeling, like perhaps I'm not alone, and I was trying not to think about the ball rolling and the strange noises, and all of a sudden, the most audible click, and the lights go out. And it gives me goosebumps to say it, because this just happened several hours ago and I'm home alone by myself. I'm not here by myself very often. It's a very large house. And it just scared the bejesus out of me. There was no reason for it to happen. There's no way I could have clicked it halfway on and then it clicked off. The thing is old and has to be clicked all the way on. And it was just 3 nights in a row, and I just clearly feel like somebody wants my attention. And I don't know that it doesn't come into the house and it's just out there. And this house was built by my auntie and uncle, and it was just a piece of land. So nobody ever lived here before them, but I know that hauntings and things don't happen just in houses. A lot of times it's something that's connected to the land, but I also know that Florida was huge for Native American population before, you know, everything changed for them. But so is Ohio. And I always made that sort of a connection. I think that the land has a lot of power. And I think that it's either somebody I know that's gone before me into the great unknown trying to get my attention outside, or it is the land, because like I said, nobody's ever lived here before. I could go on, and I don't know how many stories you're allowed to submit or how long this could be, but I guess I'll wait and see if I ever hear my story and then tell you some of my other ones. In my old house in Ohio, I've seen things raise up off of the counter into the air and go clattering to the floor. I think my mom is one of those special people with special energy. Maybe I got a little bit of that shine. But anyway, that's what's happened to me in the last 3 days. And I'm going to remain here alone for several days. I think about 10. I'll be being here by myself day and night in this big house. And I can't go out to my favorite spot because who knows what will happen next. Thank you for listening. Aloha.
How would that make you feel? You're the only one there. 3 nights in a row, you've had weird things happen, and you're going to continue being the only one there.
I think I'd invite friends over and be like, hey, so there's totally not some creepy stuff going on. Would you like to come over and have sleepovers with me for like the next 7 nights?
I don't think that's an option because I think she moved there to live with the aunt and uncle. She might not
at
have.
At that point, I'd just be going out on the street and being like, I'll pay you $500.
Would you please be my friend? Now, your approach sounds a little illegal. I will pay you $500 to spend the night with me.
Okay, well, don't phrase it like that.
I just don't know how I would handle that. Here's the thing. Like, there could be a good explanation for each thing. But it's putting them all three together. The first night she's creeped out. That random ball thing happens. The second night she hears that weird animal sound. Could be a lot of different animals. Cat in heat can make some really, really strange noises. Then the third night, something different happens. So they're very separate things. But it's like three nights in a row.
I think this is just where you go to the ghost gear store and you get a crucifix, some salt, and EMF reader and a ghost box, and you try to make peace.
I know. Well, and here's the thing. She's got that one spot outside that she seems to like a lot. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be going there. I would be like, no. That's because the lowest common denominator is three nights in a row, she's in the same spot, and three nights in a row, something happens. Tonight could be a good night to watch TV inside.
Or you just do a little salt ring around your favorite spot and then you're good.
Do the salt ring tonight. Give it a day to let it take effect. Watch some TV. Try it again tomorrow.
Give it a day.
Because I think, don't you think too, you need a little bit of space? Because if she goes out there tonight and hangs out, how are you just going to be smoking a cigarette, relaxing? You're just going to be listening for anything.
Not if you have headphones on. Or blasting music.
I still would be. I'd be looking around. What was that? What was that? Did I just hear something? I think tonight would be a good night. No scary movies. Be inside. Change your location in the house. See what happens.
Yeah, that's probably the smart thing to do. But when have we ever done that?
By we, you mean you?
Oh, yes, I mean me.
Let's clarify. I think she needs a break from that spot in the house.
Yeah.
Because she didn't say anything about weird things happening other places in the house.
Unless the guest finds out, ooh, this is your new spot. Maybe it doesn't matter what spot it is.
She's going to have so much salt all over that damn house, and her aunt and uncle are going to get back. They're going to be like, what has happened here? She's like, I salted everything repeatedly. I was trying to clear your house of bad spirits. Well, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. It's really easy to do. You can leave us a voicemail. Just call 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can always become a premium subscriber whenever you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. So sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
We can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.